At its board meeting Tuesday evening, the governing body of the Park City School District prioritized a list of six projects that it wants to fund in the future, at least in part by a bond that could potentially go to voters this November if the board votes next week to do so. The board's list of projects in order of priority totals just over $66 million. The top priority is to expand Park City High School and remodel its undersized gymnasium at a cost of $27.5 million, then to build a new fifth and sixth grade school at Ecker Hill for nearly $25 million. The next priority is to upgrade safety at McPolin Elementary to the tune of $1.4 million, then demolish Treasure Mountain Junior High School at a cost of $600,000. The last priority is to improve the athletic facilities at a cost of $12 million. That would include a field house. According to a press release from the school district, the list of projects is the result of the board taking the Master Planning Committee's recommendations combined with public input to make a condensed list of needs over wants for the district. The open meeting attracted more than 60 community members, most wanting to submit opinions about the process and plan. The board heard comments from over a dozen people. Park City School District Superintendent Dr. Ember Conley said the process has been professional, deliberate, transparent, and has truly involved the public. She added that the schools are at capacity. The board, she said, has made a very succinct list of priorities after gathering comments, information, and research. The board also approved a financial bond strategy to include a 20-year bond for the $56 million using over $10 million of the current capital reserve. The next steps include forming at least six committees to begin specific designs and programming for each of the projects. They include committees for the Park City High School expansion, athletics, and a school campus committee. Tuesday's meeting, as well as all meeting minutes and updates on the master planning process, can be found at the school district's website, pcschools.us. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.